so powerful, this story that is still as relevant today as it ever was. A story of a rivalry between two gangs of teenagers, the Sharks and the Jets. The Sharks are Puerto Rican. The Jets are an opposing gang of white kids that go at it and rumble. And, you know, also at the core of this story is this Romeo and Juliet romance between Tony and Maria. Tony, who is a former member of the Jets, the White Street Gang, and Maria, whose brother is Bernardo, the leader of the Sharks, the Puerto Rican street gang. So, you know, the tension, the hatred, the consequences of this prejudice that's going on in this play, still every bit as relevant as ever.
It does speak to our time.
It sure does. It sure does. It sure does. And this timeless romance, you know, this forbidden love story is as old as time itself. But this production, which is at the Lyric Opera until June the 2nd, is, you know, I don't know how many productions of West Side Story I've seen through the years. Many, 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 I will say. This is, without a doubt, the best West Side Story that I've seen. And I'm going to really go out on a limb and say that this is, without a doubt, one of the best shows that we have had in Chicago in years, without a doubt, the best show that is in Chicago right now. I mean, that's how much I completely enjoyed the show yesterday. It is, all I kept thinking to myself is perfection. You know, when there were group performances and amazing and beautiful choreography, in my little notes that I keep while I'm watching the show, probably annoying everybody around me, while they're watching the show and I'm fiddling around with a pencil and paper writing things down.
I would have left.
It's the best that I could do trying to even see the show. There was some tall guy sitting in front of me. I'm practically laying in the aisle trying to, you know, see around this guy's giant head. Why do they always put the guy with the giant head right in front of me? I don't understand that. But the sets, you know, the Lyric Opera, they, you know, they obviously they do opera all year, and then once a year they put on a big old Broadway style musical, and they hold nothing back when this happens. The sets are lavish and beautiful. The performances as a cast, the choreography, just everything perfectly on the mark, and the stars of the show, who are Corey Cott, who plays Tony, and Michaela Bennett, who plays Maria in the show, are exceptional. Their voices are so beautiful, and they put just the perfect emotion into this entire show. Amanda Castro is the name of the actress who plays Anita in the show. That's the role that Rita Moreno did back in the 1961 movie, in doing the, you know, I Want to Be in America song. She's fantastic. Manuel Stark Santos plays Bernardo in the show. He's fantastic. There's not a bad performance in the show. There's not a mediocre performance in the show. There's not an average performance in the show. Everything to me was just perfection. It was such a fantastic, fantastic production. I loved it. And I cannot recommend it highly enough for you to see. It's here till June 2nd. It's not going to be extended because the Lyric Opera has, you know, the rest of their schedule. So, unfortunately, it's not going to be able to stay here any longer. So, if you're interested, I would definitely get tickets. I loved it.